Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer questions that you are too afraid to ask. Right?
I feel like that was wrong.
The podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
Maybe?
I just said we answer questions that you're too afraid to ask.
We answer questions.
The podcast where we answer questions.
Yeah.
I'm just going to start like trimming a little down until you don't even questions. Notice. And then it's just going to be the podcast. That.
I probably wouldn't notice. Actually, I did notice this slight change, so I'd probably.
Do you want to know something I noticed it? Noticed?
Is it something about my face?
No.
Oh, because you definitely stared intently at my face when you said that.
Well, there's some intensity behind this because it's upset me, actually.
Okay. Something I did?
No.
Oh.
Today, I looked at Apple Podcast.
Uh-huh.
Where you can find I Can Explain.
True.
I looked at the reviews.
Okay.
And it's been dry out there for the last few months.
Oh, yeah.
It's been really dry. Really dry. Not a lot of reviews flowing in. It upset me because I was, you know, going for a little ego boost.
Okay. Yeah, didn't get that.
I was reading past my reviews and it was saying like a year ago this comment was left. And I was like, well, where the fuck has everyone been for a year?
I think we sucked everybody dry of reviews.
I leave another one. Get a different account.
Think you can. Oh, different account. Now we're talking.
When you care, there's a way.
That's true.
Is what I'm trying to get at here.
Okay.
So, listeners out there, please leave us 5 stars. And while you're there, please write us a little note. I need it. I need it in my life. I appreciate everyone who already has, but it's not good enough. Do it again on a different account.
On a different account.
Yeah.
Different account. Got a fucking email that you used for Neopets in the 90s? Fire that fucker up. Let's do this.
Absolutely.
And this week's topic is... we're embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. Embarrassing stories. We shouldn't have a podcast because we're embarrassing. Lots of working titles.
We like embarrassing ourselves.
Yeah.
What's that when you like being like shamed in sex?
Oh, like I was like autoerotic asphyxiation or whatever it is. I don't know the name
the
of
kink
that.
Where you like to be like
belittled.
Yeah, belittled.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for.
Do you have that?
No.
Is that why you're in this podcast? Did you just leave this fucker so horny?
I'm just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I love when Sean tells me how awful old I am at everything.
I went for old, you went for awful. But.
Oh my God. One of the reviews said,
yeah.
I've been listening for 6 months.
Okay.
And I finally found out that Bree's not 45. And I was triggered. Let me tell you. I'm like, the fact that there are people out there listening that don't know that I'm 29 and think I'm 45 because of you, I'm suing.
Here's the thing. I'm going to give you some facts here. I'm going to say not a lot of people listen that don't follow you on Instagram. So the fact that they're seeing you on Instagram and still not knowing that you're not 45...
Oh my God, the shame!
I'm not saying it's time for Botox, but it's not time for Botox.
I guess this is the time to use this to shamelessly plug myself. Please follow me at Brianne Williamson.
Yes.
I have an apology as well to make.
Oh, yeah, you have been getting sewered.
Honestly, you know how sometimes on this podcast we've talked about like how I haven't had like a big scandal yet? Like
this
a
is
big
it.
Cancellation?
Yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Honestly. So I have to apologize to everyone out there because during the conspiracy theory
episode, everyone out there is accurate.
Every single person who cares dearly about this.
She's going to apologize to the Forrest Gump stans.
Okay. Here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
I need to rewind a bit, okay? For background for the conspiracy, people that didn't listen to conspiracy theory episode. First of all, fake fans, probably the same people that didn't leave a review.
Probably.
Rude. But because I'm a nice person, I will tell you that one of the conspiracy theories we talked about when we were talking about the Mandela effect was that Forrest Gump never actually says life is like a box of chocolates.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course, the DMs at I Can Explain Podcast on Instagram were flooded. People were
blowing up.
Oh, people were choked.
I don't know if choked accurately depicts what was going on.
I just realized, before I explain and apologize, I need to thank Aiden, Emily, Kate, Olivia, Liz, and Serena, because they're patrons and we really appreciate you.
Yeah.
And they definitely left a review.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not certain, but I feel like...
I would imagine.
Since they're so supportive and generous, yes, they would have. And yes. Thank you to all of our patrons. You can go to the link in bio at I Can Explain Podcast and buy merch and become a patron. It's really fun. Woo. Okay. Here's the thing. I literally thought I had to apologize at first, and then I realized something.
Oh.
I realized something.
Oh, no.
This is another Mandela effect. Because it is switched back. It's switched back, Sean.
Okay.
It's come all the way
so
around.
So you said, I might have to apologize. Just kidding.
No.
We got a glimpse into another fucking universe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. I am so certain,
Okay.
From the bottom of my heart, I can picture the people that I've had the conversations with about this movie that he never actually says. Life is like a box of chocolates. I remember feeling outraged by those people bringing that up and being like, you must be wrong. And looking it up myself and realizing that they were in fact right and he did not say it.
Okay, but my question is it just the wording? Is it life was like a box of chocolates and not life is like a box of chocolates? Because that is a difference that actually is every single bit.
I'm almost certain that he didn't really even say it at all.
I'm going to say something bold. I don't even think that movie exists. Do you remember Forrest Gump? Because it's not real. Tom Hanks, not a person.
Not ringing any bells.
Nothing.
Absolutely.
Run, Forrest.
Yeah.
What is that?
So, was going to give an apology.
Yeah.
And now, I think I deserve an apology.
Well, you probably apologize in another universe, so.
Well, because what the universe has set me up for by believing the truth and then shifting and taking away this Mandela effect, which has in turn created a new Mandela effect,
yes,
is so inappropriate, so unsettling.
Yeah.
So anyone who slid into my DMs, you're welcome to re-slide in with an apology to me.
I genuinely think that it's the wording. I think it's literally just is and was. That's it.
See, that must have been what it was, because I was sure that I heard something along those lines. I haven't taken the time to Google.
Jesus since. Christ. I still have never seen this fucking movie, so I was just vibing the whole time, and every message that came in, I was like, ha! This means nothing to me. But I do also hate Brie.
So I'm
gonna like that one.
My favorite is when I go to the podcast account and I can see which DMs you've already opened and liked that are like calling me old
or
saying like,
or
I love when
responding.
Sean,
yeah.
I love when Sean makes fun of Brie.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh my God, same the best part about the podcast. They can't tell who it's coming from. And I'm like,
honestly,
fuck you.
I'm like, we love that. Gotta keep it vague, always a we.
Signed, Sean and
yeah.
Brie.
We also think she's old. Yeah.
Okay, so in all seriousness, public apology to all the Forrest Gump stans out there.
And to Forrest Gump himself, honestly.
Yeah, and to Tom Hanks and his family.
Yeah.
Except for Chet.
Chet.
Except for Chet. I'm not apologizing for Chet.
I would, however, I do hate Chet, but I would be down to watch a remake of Forrest Gump starring Chet. I feel like it could be very good content.
That's camp.
Yeah, that is camp. So yeah, embarrassing stories. I don't really know if this is classified as a embarrassing story,
okay,
but we were previously talking about our stripper stories.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I just want to throw it out there first. I love strippers.
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
in no way disparaging of strippers or sex workers. Mm-hmm. Strippers are a good time.
Yeah.
Strippers are making that fucking money.
They are.
And I love them.
Me too.
But I have embarrassed myself in the proximity of strippers before.
When I say this is one of the funniest things you've ever told me, I'm not exaggerating.
I actually don't think it's that funny now.
It's so funny just because it's so you. Like, I can picture you, like, if I was to write a sitcom and you were a character, like,
yeah,
your character would be in this scenario.
Right.
Like, because it's just so, like, y'all are gonna hear the story in a second, but I think it comes down to like your not fear is the wrong word, but like not wanting to look messy, like right. wanting to be put together. And there's so many times in this story that it goes awry because of like you wanting to like do the right thing or like not be like too, like, do you know what I mean?
Right.
That it just is so Sean.
I just think, and here's the thing, this is even more build up towards my love of strippers.
Okay.
I thought that I wasn't being taken advantage of, and I think I was. Yes. I think they were just playing the long game.
Oh, 100%.
And that just made me respect her even more.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the fact, okay, so.
Okay, wait, I gotta cut you off. Okay. And I gotta say that, too, yeah. because I went, one of my favorite things ever, when one of the times I was in Vegas, and we went to a strip club, me and a few friends, one of the girls was like, one of my friends that went was like, oh my God, it's so crazy. Like, that stripper's like totally gay or whatever. And like, maybe she was, but her reasoning was like, she was like, yeah, she was telling me about how like she actually wanted to like party with me and like hook up with me so bad, but she couldn't because she's like at work. And in my head, I was like, oh, the.
You're like, what every stripper says to every man.
Line and fucking sinker. Love it. Very different than your scenario, but I just think it's funny that people underestimate how good they are at the hustle.
Absolutely. And I think that's an ally because an ally yeah. really doesn't see us as any different. And no. I'm like, you should rob fucking every letter of the alphabet in LGBTQIA+. Every single one of those people, rob them.
Absolutely.
So.
Equality.
Absolutely. So I think it was like summer of, when did this little panorama start? 2020? Mm. So I think it was probably the summer of 2019.
Yeah.
And I went to a friend's birthday party.
Yeah.
And this friend's birthday party was labeled as a barbecue, a summer fun, flirty barbecue.
It always starts with a fucking barbecue.
Honestly, never trust white people when they ask you if you want to come to a barbecue. Like, it's some fucked up shit's gonna happen.
The worst food, too.
The worst food. Great food. So I went to this birthday in the summer thinking that I was, no exaggeration,
yeah.
her apartment is like 5 blocks away from mine.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to go there for a fucking veggie dog. I thought I was going to gargle a veggie dog, choke it back, have a few beers, walk home.
Yeah.
And I was going to like game. I think that was my actual plan. I think I was going home to game with one of my friends, which is just even more comical when this goes. And I had, I guess I won't reveal that yet. Anyways, we'll get to that later. So the night goes on. This particular friend definitely gets rowdy. So okay. I should have seen this coming. Yeah. The barbecue front should not have fooled me, but I'm just clearly she too trusting, you which will come in later, that I am too trusting. So I go to this barbecue. We're getting fucking litty as a titty.
Yeah.
And eventually, people start talking about how they're going to go out. And the strip club hadn't even been mentioned yeah. yet. People are just saying, oh, let's go out.
Yeah.
And I was there with my roommate and a few other, like, gays. Mm-hmm. And everybody was like, let's go out, let's go out, let's go out. And so I'm like, okay, fine, like, let's go out.
Yeah.
So we all start going out. And one group planned to go to, like, the bars and then a strip club. And then the gays were going to go to this queer event.
Okay.
So I was like, I'm going to go with the gays. So I get there, and it was really lame. And then I also started to feel, this is the guilt that you were talking about, me yes. trying to do the better thing. I started, which is so stupid.
Yeah.
I started getting guilt that I wasn't with the birthday girl on her birthday barbecue night at the strip club. I was like, this is her birthday, and, like, I'm just out at, like, a gay event. Like, yeah. I can be straight tonight.
Yeah.
I, you know? So I get a cab by myself, go to the strip club. And by this time, I'm so drunk.
Yeah.
And since it was supposed to be a barbecue, I'm wearing booty denim shorts, tiny denim shorts, a striped Mickey Mouse shirt. It's literally, like, striped with Mickey Mouse on, like, the boob. and a baseball hat and a backpack, like a little, I know exaggeration looked like a little boy, a child. Like, I looked like I had just gotten back from camp, or I was going to camp.
Oh my God.
So I get to the strip club, we're having so many drinks, I eventually lose my friends. Mm-hmm. Can't find them. Mm-hmm. Very small strip club.
Yeah.
Couldn't see, I don't think. And so I'm at the bar getting another drink, and I start talking to the stripper, who's just, like, standing by the side. And we talked for probably 20 minutes, which is the long game.
Yes. Oh, that is the long game.
The long game. And then eventually I was like, oh, I see my friends. I'm going to go. And my friend, or the, my friend, the stripper, yes. My new friend stripper, goes, oh, do you want a lap dance?
Yeah.
And I, being a good Samaritan, I support local business.
Yeah.
I was like, why not?
Like, and you're also like, I've at that point, like, I've taken so much of her time and like,
Honestly, yes. And we had... First of all, I looked like a little fag.
No other way to put it.
I have very, like, very outwardly gay mannerisms.
Yeah.
We were literally talking about things that, like, there was no question in my mind that she didn't know I was gay. Like, we were actually talking about, like, men and all these things.
Yeah.
I think, couldn't really see, don't really know.
Yeah.
But, so, I'm like, why not? Like, honestly... I'm not disgusted by women. I think lap dances are fun. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So we go up to the fucking back room, which is like up the sketchiest little stairwell as well.
Yeah.
Like I thought I was going into the attic. And so she's like giving a lap dance and then she just goes, you can touch anywhere but my pussy. And I'm like, my first response is, oh, I would never.
I would never.
I was very sweet offer.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I wouldn't touch there, but yeah, I would never.
I would never, yeah.
So that's happening. I get the lap dance. Great lap dance. Very talented girl.
Yeah.
Genuinely. Unreal body. I was like, wow,
yeah.
I hate you. And then, so it ends. She's like, it's $60. I... had only a $100 bill, and I was not going to ask a stripper for change because
this
that
is like number three on the list of like
would you ask a stripper for change?
No, it's just funny because I wouldn't because it, but it's just so funny. Like it's like first you go to the barbecue, you're like, oh, okay, I got convinced to go out.
Yeah.
Then you're like, oh, I feel guilty. I should be with the birthday girl. So you make that choice. Then you're like, oh, I'm taking too much of the stripper's time, so I'll go into the lap dance room. Then it's like, oh, I could never ask for change.
Honestly, though, I was horrified at the thought of, and this is, I think this really outlines, like, how a person with anxiety, me, lives.
Yeah.
That was my thought process through everything. I was like, well, I've talked to her for a long time. She, you know, could have been doing something else. Like, I feel like it would be rude to say no to a lap dance. Like, oh, I can't ask for, anyways. So I give her 100, which, like, very well deserved, but I was just panicked about, like, asking for change. So then we go back... find my friends, keep hanging out. Then I go to another bar, and I'm at this point so blackout that I don't know what exactly happened. I think I was butt dialing people. Also found out later that I was butt dialing 911.
No.
Yeah. So my phone dies somewhere in the process, and then we leave this club, and my friends decide that they're going to go to an after-hours club. And I'm like, no, I think I'm going to call it.
Yeah.
So I try to call a cab or an Uber, and my phone is dead. And instead of flagging a cab, because I thought that that would be embarrassing because I was so drunk, I was like, oh, I don't want to get
this
in the...
This is my favorite part.
I was like, I'm so drunk that, like, I don't want to, like, flag down a cab. Like, I just feel really uncomfortable because I'm so drunk. And, like, the fact that I'm this drunk and having these thoughts.
And, like, the fact that, like, that's what literally they're there for at, like, 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Just to pick people up downtown and give them a safe ride home. And you're like, oh, I'm too drunk. It's going to be embarrassing if I get in a cab.
For sure. So instead, I made the pretty obvious second choice to walk home from downtown Vancouver.
Which, if you live in area, Sean lives in North Van, he walked home.
It, yeah, so I walked home.
No, don't brush it off like that. So, yeah, walked home.
Oh, my God, sorry. I totally forgot a part of this thing. My phone didn't die. That's what happened. My phone was locked out for, like, 8 hours.
Oh,
because this is a very crucial part that comes later in the story.
Yes.
My phone was locked out for, like, 8 hours because I guess it was dialing 911.
Yeah.
So it was locked out for, like, 8 hours or something ridiculous. So I couldn't use it for any useful purposes.
Yeah.
So I just decided to walk home.
Oh,
so I walk home. The sun comes up while I'm crossing Lionsgate Bridge. It was absolutely gorgeous. I had one eye open. I was like, are those headlights or is that the sun? So I walk home, fall asleep. I literally slept for like 14 hours. And in this whole thing, I forgot that I had made plans to hike the next morning with my friend. So she called. She thought I was dead. My parents called, thought I was dead. Everybody thought I was dead. And then I eventually awoke at like, I think I probably got home at like 7 a.m. And I think I finally woke up at like 5 p.m. around there, and my phone had finally unlocked. The 14-hour sleep unlocked my phone. And then I looked, and yeah, I think I did 27,000 steps.
Shut the fuck up.
And that was the crucial part, that my phone was still calculating my steps and the distance that I took. And it literally was like, no activity, no activity, 12 steps, no activity, 12 steps. And then it was like 4 in the morning, big peak. 27,000. I think it took me 3.5 hours to walk home.
That doesn't surprise me.
And
it's so far,
could
Sean.
Barely walk.
Like, you're just pinballing.
Oh, I was fully pinballing. The only memories that I have from that walk home. So, the only memories I have from that walk home are the sun coming up on Lionsgate Bridge. And then I also walked by this restaurant that sold milkshakes, and its restaurant name was Mooya. And that made me so violently angry, probably because I'm vegan, that's the only memory that I have. Only two memories of that walk home. 3.5 hours, 27,000 steps
later. And then
later.
The security cam footage of you breaking down the windows of Mooya.
Just tearing the sign off the side of the building. So yeah, that's one of my more embarrassing stories. And the best part is that along the way, mm-hmm. I was trying to make it less embarrassing for myself.
Yeah, like the fact that you woke up with like all of your friends and family members thinking you were dead, like the anxiety that would induce in me and the reason for it happening is because you were anxious is so wild to me.
And let me tell you, you know what? Not a ton of embarrassing actual things happen then.
No.
But when you wake up at 5 p.m. and see that you've walked 27,000 steps and your mom calls you and is concerned as to why you're dead and you have to tell her that you aren't dead, you actually just went to a strip club last night and then walked home, that is literally peak embarrassment. And every step I was trying to save myself embarrassment, but I just conjured up the most embarrassing thing. So, yeah.
It's just, I don't know why it's so funny to me. It just is.
Yeah.
I, like, that's literally, I need to know how many steps, like, a fucking, like, half marathon is. Like,
here's the thing. When people do 10,000 steps in a day, they're, like, happy.
Oh, yeah.
I did fucking 3 days of walking in, like, 3.5 hours.
The way you put that, you're like happy.
They're like happy. I did 27,000, not happy. No happy.
Oh my God. It's so funny to me.
So yeah, that was one of my strip club experiences.
Oh my God.
It was the first time I ever got a lap dance though, so.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Was it the first and the last or just the first?
Definitely not the last, but
you're open for
I'm actually glad that global pandemic shut down the strip club for like 3 years, because I think if I had gone back in that time, I would have, the same thing would have happened to me.
You're just on a vicious cycle.
Yeah, Groundhog Day.
You're like, okay, if I go to the strip club, I have to be prepared for 30,000 steps.
Yeah, I'm going to need two phones.
And like a pair of runners.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's one of my most embarrassing stories.
Strip clubs are wild. One of my favorite places, one of my favorite cities to go to is Portland. Not necessarily because it's my favorite city to travel to, but I think I've talked about before how, like, if I were to live anywhere else, yeah, I could see myself living in Portland.
Yeah.
Same with Zagreb, Croatia, if anyone's listening. What?
What did you just
Zagreb.
Say?
Oh. Croatia.
I literally heard Zagagagab Zaga.
I mean, I probably butchered it. Yeah. But it's Zed.
Ah.
I'm going to get it wrong. I think I know how it's spelled, but I don't want to say it. I don't want to clog myself.
Okay.
It's very simply spelled. One so of there's your only favorite so places. Many ways. No, I have it in my head, but I'm very bad at spelling when we talk about this.
Yeah.
So, but there's like a lot of places you like to go for fun, but I just like feel like when I'm in Portland, I'm just like, I like it here. Like, yeah. I just feel like at home. Anyways, one of the things that Portland's known for besides coffee and donuts, well, there's a few other things. There's ghosts. Okay.
Okay.
And then there's also so many strip clubs.
See, I didn't know that.
And a lot of people don't. I don't know why it's like this, like, undercurrent of, like, things. Because everyone talks about the donuts. Everyone talks about the coffee.
Right.
Everyone Listen, talks about...
We're talking about holes no matter what.
Yeah.
Donuts or strip clubs.
Absolutely. Everyone talks about... Well, some people talk about, like, you know, the history of it being a port city and there's shit tons of ghosts. It's flooded and people got...
Sorry, you keep catching me off guard when I think we're going to talk about strippers. And then you just switch to ghosts.
Okay, so I did a bunch of ghost tours while I was there. It was so fascinating. Okay. Very sad history, but very fascinating of why there's so many fucking ghosts. You can't go there without getting haunted, okay? But
are you going to explain why there's so many strip clubs?
Strippers. I don't know the answer why there's so many strip clubs, but I'm going to talk about the fact that there are so many why I love it so much.
How do you know about all the ghosts but not the strippers?
Well, because I went on ghost walking tours with a guided tour. I didn't go on a guided fucking stripper tour. Like...
Right. Okay. Noted.
Like, although, talking about problematic things, when I went, like, years and years ago, well, not that long ago, 6 years ago or whatever, to Europe, when I was in Amsterdam, we did a guided walking tour around the city, and one of the things that we did was walk through the red light district.
Yeah, that's bad.
Because it's like, in hindsight, it's like, that's so bad. What the fuck were we doing? But, like, I was young and dumb, and it was just one of those things that, like, you get there, and you, like, pull out your fucking backpacker's little book, and they're like, while you're here, you should do a walking tour. And they take you to, like, all these different spots, you know, you go and see the fucking...
You smoke 7 joints in an hour.
You smoke 7 joints, yeah. Oh, my God, I got fucking so stoned. That's my next story. Okay. That's the next story. That's my next.
Oh, those are good, too, bad. Yeah.
So, anyways, we went on this walking tour. It's a guided, like, fucking tourism walking tour. Like, it's not like we just, like, found some random dude and he's like, let me show you the red light district.
Yeah.
Like, this was, like, a planned activity that happened multiple hours of the day, multiple times a week. And we walked through the red light district. And I just remember immediately realizing that it was a terrible idea when we were in it. Because I walked through and they all just started, and by they, I mean all the sex workers, started just shouting at us.
Oh, good for them, though.
Good for
honestly.
Oh, fucking good for them. One of them said, if anyone pulls out a camera, I'm gonna curb stomp you. And I was like, ma'am, we hear you loud and clear. Like,
I am processing exactly what you said.
My
to me.
Was like, I can't get out of here fucking fast enough. They all seemed very like happy with what they were like doing. It's not like they were like, it's not like, I don't mean it like it was sad. It was sad for us. Like, we were ashamed.
No,
like,
don't worry.
Why are we walking through this alley right now? Anyways. So that's just a little problematic anecdote.
Yeah.
An embarrassing one, if you will.
Yeah.
It is embarrassing to think that I did that as part of a tour. Anyways, so where was I? Strippers in Portland.
Ghosts in Portland, secondly.
And there's also strippers, yeah. So anyways, I love Portland, and the nightlife in Portland's awesome because I think it's my style of nightlife. I don't like the stuff. I'm not, like, a rave person. I'm not, like, one of those, like, you know, that's not my vibe. Anyway.
You want titties with a hint of paranormal.
I like craft beer. Maybe there's a ghost in the bathroom. And there's a topless person in front of me.
You're a simple woman.
A simple woman. I don't ask for much. It's not hard to make me have a good time, okay? So, in Portland, something special about it, because people that haven't been there don't understand this. It's not just, like, there's, like, a lot of strip clubs. Like, if you pictured in your city how there's, like, here we maybe have, like, what, 4, like, main strip clubs that you can think of. There's, like, Number 5, Penthouse, Brandy's, and the Granville Strip.
Yeah.
And
which, I'm sorry, the Granville Strip is just such an iconic name.
Great name. Hate Granville Street for anyone who's thinking of coming to Vancouver. Don't bother. But
great name.
Great name.
Just for anybody that isn't from Vancouver, it's a strip club on a street called Granville, and people call Granville the Granville Strip.
Because it's where it's like
Inception.
Are. Oh yeah, it's great.
It's just really
marketing too. When people Google Granville Strip, it comes up.
It's like the opposite of the Walt Disney Frozen thing.
Yeah, they want that bitch to be at the top of searches. I love that. Also, they have topless poker. Never been, but I think that's a great little asset. You go and they play topless poker like you're in a casino, but you play cards.
Oh, I like that.
Watching them dance.
Why aren't we doing that more often?
I've never done it.
Oh.
But it sounds like fun.
We've been playing poker, so somebody's
going to take it. My girlfriend went to a bachelorette party where they went.
Oh, okay.
So that I heard about it. Anyways, okay. We're in Portland here, okay? So what I'm getting at is, like, it's not like if Vancouver all of a sudden opened another 20 strip clubs.
Yeah.
Because all those strip clubs, yes, they have different vibes. One has topless poker. One has Sean desperate for a cab outside. It's not like that.
All of them have that, actually.
It's all these strip clubs have very specific themes or niches.
Okay.
Okay, so, for example, you could go to one of the strip clubs and all the girls are, like, fully tatted.
Oh.
And they're, like, rockers. They've got, like, piercings. They're tatted. They've got, like, black hair. They're playing, like, old school rock and roll. You know what kind of music you're going to get.
Yeah.
It's kind of like...
You're going to get pour some sugar on me.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Right? And then you could go to another one where it's, like, very much, like, girl next door. You can go... They have fully queer strip clubs, so you can go and every performer there is queer.
Wait, I love that.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then they have like some crazy ones where they'll like where it's like almost like trick performers. So like they'll go and it's like they come out and it's like I can only describe it really as like the RuPaul's Drag Race finale of stripping. Like, there's always a reveal.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Like, they're, like, smashing beer cans with their, like, butt cheeks, or they're, like, there's different vibes going on. But what I'm saying is there's, like, 20 of these, and they're all, like, you know what you're gonna get when you walk in.
Yeah.
Right? And another thing that I find so fun about it is it's more there because there's so many of them and it's so common. It's more of like just like a bar vibe. Like it's not like, oh, we're going to the strip club. It's like we're going to one of the bars that's also a strip club.
Right.
It's like people just also go there and just dance and like walk around and grab a drink and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they have a rule there that if you're sitting in one of the front seats around any of the where the strippers are performing, you have to pay per song.
I love
which
that.
Which is so fucking smart.
Yeah, we don't have that here.
When I went to the strip club, for those of you who listened last week.
This is where this all came from.
This fucking pissed me off. The amount of people that just sat there and didn't tip. What are you sitting there for? You paid your $10 entry at the door and you think that's enough? Like, what do you think
that's fucking keeping these bitches employed? No.
No, seriously. Literally, the only, like, if you're sitting there, in my mind, you should be throwing money down every song.
Absolutely.
Or else get your ass out of the seat and let someone sit down that's going to.
The same night that my whole story happened, yeah. I was shocked at how many people were just letting in the sights.
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I would be such an angry stripper. I would just shout in people's faces.
But people would probably pay you more for that, too.
Oh, yeah, 100%. That would be your niche. That would be... We're here for the angry one. Is angry one on tonight? Oh my god! So yeah. So in conclusion, Portland strip clubs.
I thought this ended in something embarrassing. You just told that. You just wanted to give. Are you being paid? Is this an ad read?
Okay.
Portland, the city of dreams, has something for everyone. Ghosts and strip clubs. Visit soon.
I wish I could say I had more. I just thought it was interesting.
That's it. Are you fucking kidding me? I thought this was leading up to a story. Are you actually serious?
Another really fun thing to do is rent bikes and then just hop between them.
No. We're not being... Another one of my favorite things to do is visit PortlandOregon.gov. That's PortlandOregon.gov.
/ I can explain the podcast. No, I genuinely just thought that was fascinating.
I literally feel robbed.
I genuinely just thought that was fascinating. Yeah. I'm wondering in my head, like, should I make up an embarrassing story now? No. I can't. I don't got one. It was a fantastic time. I don't believe that I embarrassed myself at all. And I went home. I had a great time. I'd love to go back. I can't wait to go back, actually. But I can't. I don't want to go over the border right now. As soon as I can, though. Buckle up.
Genuinely shocked.
Oh, my God. I should do a meet and greet at a strip club in Portland.
I can't. Tell me something embarrassing right now. Tell me who embarrassed yourself right now. Top three embarrassing things that's ever happened to you.
Okay. The only, a lot of things that I think of when I think of really embarrassing stuff is like when I get caught in like really simple lies.
Oh.
Because then I'm just more like so fucking embarrassed.
That you're a bad liar. That's embarrassing.
Yes. No, so like this all kicked off when I was like, I don't remember what I've told in this podcast anymore, because I literally, every week is the stories of Brie embarrassing herself.
True, yeah.
So, like, I don't know what to pull from anymore. But one of my first ones was when I was in Brownies, which is, like, Girl Guides here
yeah,
in Vancouver,
yeah,
right? Yeah. And they rented, it used to take place in, like, a elementary school, like, gym.
Yeah.
Right? And we'd have to get in this circle. And everyone in the circle would, like, sing songs. We'd do, like, clappy things.
Embarrassing.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, so that was really embarrassing. That's it. So we're, like, you know, doing sing-songy things. We're clapping. And for those that live here or, like, are Canadian and are understanding of the age ranges, you know I wasn't very young. Because Sparks is, like little kids.
Right.
Sparks is like, I think he started like 4 to like 6 or 7. So I don't know what age I was, but I was older than that is what I'm saying. Right. Like it wasn't like I was like a fucking toddler is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
So I'm in this little fucking circle, clap, clap, woo, woo, we're the Brownies. We love each other. Yay, yay. And I was such a rule follower when I was a kid.
Okay.
And that's why I relate to your stripper story in a really weird way, but, like, I feel
sorry,
like...
Sorry, that's quite the connection. I actually really relate to your stripper story. So when I was in Brownies...
No, because you want to do the right thing, and then it makes it work. Right. It makes it worse. So, like, we had been told, like, part of Brownies was, like, looking back, which is really weird, because it was, like, extracurricular, and your parents paid for it, but they'd, like, teach you how to be good kids or whatever.
Okay.
And we've been told, like, you don't interrupt... And you, like, wait your turn to speak.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, we didn't actually have a talking stick, but it was, like, that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Like, and, like, everyone got a chance, and everyone, like, you don't interrupt other people when they're talking. So, like, there was this song where, like, in a row, everyone went around the circle and, like, said something that made them happy or whatever. And then we'd, like, ding, bang, bang.
Okay.
And then they'd say what made them happy, and then we'd respond, bang, 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 in a little song. Annoying okay. kid,
yeah.
children saying.
Super annoying. Also, so, they would have a fucking hernia if they listened to this podcast with the don't talk over one another, don't, all that shit.
Exactly. So, it's, like, going around the circle, right? And it's, like, on the other side of the circle
yeah.
to me. And this is, like, a big group of kids. It's not, like, 6. It's, like, fucking 30 or some shit.
Okay.
And it's on the other side of the circle to me. And I had already, like, had to go to the bathroom for, like, I want to say, like, the whole time, okay? But every time, like, I was so afraid of authority figures, of interrupting them. And they, like, obviously, because they're dealing with kids, their stuff's fast-paced because, like, kids lose attention span quickly. So they're going from one activity to another.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, I keep, like, wanting to ask to go to the washroom, but I, like, can't. For those that are in America, restroom is what I mean by washroom.
Which, sorry, fuck.
Fuck
that
off.
Makes no sense.
Literally fuck off.
You're not sleeping in there.
Like,
you're washing and you're shitting.
Exactly.
Anyways.
So it's going around the circle and I'm like, oh my God, I have to pee so bad, but we're in the middle of this song. And when you're a kid, you think this is the most important, like, biggest deal ever, right?
The song or the pee?
The song. And like now obviously I'd be like, fuck this stupid song, I gotta go pee, right? So anyways, I'm standing in the circle and like Brownies wore these little like brown, they're so ugly, little like sack dresses.
Oh yeah, I remember.
So I just open my legs standing and I just started peeing. Okay. Okay, by your reaction, I must have not told this story.
There is no fucking way you've told this. So, I don't know if I've told this story before. Was it the time that I just full pissed myself in a song circle?
So I just peed on the ground of the gym. Okay, so I'm peeing. The sound, and you know that feeling when you start peeing, you're like, yes, I just needed to pee. But I'm also mortified that someone's going to notice it, right?
I'm sore.
my eyes are fucking darting around the circle, bitch. Like, has anyone noticed that I'm currently peeing?
But are you, like, stressed about it?
Yeah.
But you're happy
too. I'm happy that okay. I finally peed. Because an hour of, like, when you're a kid of not being able to pee is, like, excruciating.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I'm going to die, but I don't know how to ask to be able to go to the bathroom. So I literally was, like, happy that I finally just peed because I was, like, about to cry. Like, I was about to burst into tears. Like, I had to pee so bad, but I was so embarrassed to, like, ask.
I don't know how to ask, but this will solve it.
This is what I mean. This is what I relate to with you. I was like, I built this up too much for myself. I'm in it now.
Right.
So I'm peeing, right? It gets worse. Just when you think it's over, it gets
worse. I start shitting.
Just when you think it's over, it gets so much worse. So I'm peeing, and I'm looking around the circle, and I'm like, oh my God, please, no one notice me. Like, I'm so mortified right now, right? And I'm like looking around, and everyone's paying attention to who's singing, right? So I'm like, or saying their like happy thought or whatever the fuck it was. So I'm like, okay, thank God. Like, no one seems to be noticing. I don't know how, but no one noticed, okay? Like, I'm peeing on the ground. No, it gets way worse, Sean. No. It gets way worse. So, I'm peeing on the ground, okay? I've stopped peeing. The song finishes up, whatever. And then they were like, like I said, they just go game to game, okay? And they go, freeze tag! And that's when you, like, run and then they yell, freeze, right? Yeah. You're out if you, like, move. So I'm like, thank fuck, get me out of the scene of the crime. So I turn around, I fucking bolt. I'm out. So we're running around the gymnasium and I'm avoiding the area of the pee, okay? A little girl runs. fucking slips in my pee. And hits the fucking deck, okay?
Have I ever told this story before? No!
Okay, so she hits the fucking deck, right?
I'm literally sweating.
And I'm looking around, I'm like, whoa, what just happened? Like, geez. Like, at this point, I'm like, I gotta double down, right? So they're like, the leaders are like, did anyone spill? Because we like brought snacks and stuff.
You're like, you could say that.
So I'm like, not a word. I'm just quiet, right? Okay. Like, I'm like, not a chance. So anyways, like, the girl gets up. She's covered in pee, right? Covered in pee. And they just like, clean it up, and then they carry on. Like, they just think it must be, like, water or, like, apple juice. Like, I just say apple juice because it looks like pee, but it didn't. It just, like, on the floor just looked, like, translucent.
Right.
So they just thought, like, someone must have spilt their water or, like, something like that. So, like, to this day, I was never found
that
out.
Girl is listening right now.
No, and anyone who was in brownies with me now knows. I mean, if you're the girl who fell in my pee, I'm sorry.
You should sue. If you're listening and you're that girl, you should definitely sue.
So yeah, I'd say that was fairly embarrassing. I'd say.
I'm actually in shock.
I remember being horrified too the next week. Thinking, like, because I got so paranoid that they were going to, like, there weren't cameras.
They're going to do, like, a DNA test. But I thought
they were going to, like, no, I literally, my head was spinning, right? I was like, oh, bitch, they're going to find me out. They're going to find my fucking pee prints on my whatever, like, my shoes. Like, they're going to find out it's me. They're going to find out it's pee.
Like one of those blue lights in CSI. They follow your pee footsteps back to your house.
Like, I was paranoid, right? I thought I was going to walk in and they were going to be like, Brie, we have to talk to you about, like, peeing on the ground. And I never found out. But I was paranoid about it for the rest of the year.
I'm genuinely in shock that you went from leading me on to this fucking Portland nonsense nothing to being a child and peeing on the floor out in the open in a singing circle and then having another girl slip in your mystery pee like it was a fucking banana in Mario Kart.
Also, like, I was, like, I would say closer to a preteen than I was a toddler.
You were 15. Brie.
This was right before high school graduation, yeah. Yes. So, yeah, that was pretty embarrassing.
The best part is, like, it wasn't embarrassing because nobody knew, but it's...
Yeah, it just was, though. Like, it was just mortifying what was happening. I was just horrified by it.
I'm almost speechless, which is quite shocking.
I also, like, had a really bad bladder when I was a kid.
You don't say.
So I got in a lot of situations where I was, like, close to peeing my pants.
Is this the only...
I can't think of any time other than that, like, I publicly peed my pants. But, like, I would be, like, I'd always have to pee. I had, like, an underdeveloped bladder.
I'm speechless.
It's wild out there, I tell you. And so much, it came back around for me, actually, because when I was older, when I was, like, 14 or something, I used to teach, like, 3 or 4 year olds, so much younger than I was.
Okay.
But I used to teach, like, 3 or 4 year olds dance, like, at that point, are you really teaching them to dance? They, like, run around the room and you get them to point their toes and pretend they're butterflies, whatever. They're having a fucking time. And one of the kids, I looked over, like, your entire job, really, it's like you're being a, like, minimum wage babysitter for 14 sure. children,
you're
right?
Supposed to stop kids from slipping another pee.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm looking around, trying to keep track of it, and I look over in the corner, and one of the kids has just pulled down their pants and is taking a shit on the in the corner. And I just thought in my head, yeah.
I'm not paying enough for that.
I thought I deserved that one. Like, it all came back to me. But I remember the embarrassment. So all I did was, there was, like, multiple dance studios. So, I collected everyone, because you're supposed to pretend you're, like, a ballerina, like, a fancy one. So you're, like, I was, like, the, like, mom fairy, and they were, like, the baby fairies, right? Like, we'd, like, play the different games. So I'd be, like, come on. And I, like, ushered them out. I'm, like, we're going to go show the other class, like, what you learned today, so that no one saw the other kid, like,
that was good
doing that, because I was like, I needed someone to cover up.
Yeah. Well,
I needed an ally when I was a kid, is what I'm trying to say. I was that kid's ally.
You needed jail, and you still do.
Wow, what a successful episode.
I cannot believe in 150 fucking episodes of this nonsense.
That's why I was sure I must have told it. I feel like I tell all my, like, recent embarrassing stories, but, like, I got quite a lot of trauma that we got to work through.
I don't know if that was trauma of your own. I think that may have inflicted trauma on some others.
Yeah. I've got some apologies to make.
Yeah.
But they're Let's not start to with Forrest Gump. All right. Well, wherever you're listening, make sure to follow, subscribe, leave a review. Jesus.
Please.
Just exhausted, honestly. Obviously, you're supposed to write about how amazing we are.
Yeah.
How much you love listening to the podcast, how we're hilarious, kind, humble.
All of these things.
5 stars
Strong
only.
Bladders.
Yes.
Bladder control.
Absolutely. Oh, now we're going to have reviews about bladder control. It's going to happen.
All the reviews are going to be like, I'm the girl that slipped in the
pee. 1 star. Yeah. Honestly, I respect that from you. Yeah. If you're listening, I respect it. Otherwise, 5 stars and 5 stars only. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast, personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson. And until next time, we will
see you around the neighborhood. I am shocked.